Well, if you heard the show yesterday, you may have heard our conversation about a popular podcast from Canada. It's called Grown Ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids, and it's produced by Dan Meisner. It features people sharing their favorite writings from the past, common themes, annoying parents, teen angst, and love. Here's a woman in the podcast named Jessica.
Dear Diary, I have a huge problem. So I think I have feelings for Michael, and I think he likes me too, but he's 2 months younger than me, and I don't know how I feel about dating a younger man.
And here is somebody named Maria, who was 12 when she wrote about another special relationship with her garden.
Wednesday, April 24th. Yesterday, I found out the most horrible news. Tomato plants are annuals. Annuals! My mom told me this, and I sat there and I cried on the porch. That means Timothy and Mary are going to die before winter. And I thought we'd be best friends for a long time.
And here is a woman named Robin sharing some advice for her future self.
My mom bet me $10 that I would fall in love this summer, but with Lewis enthralled by Lisa, it's not looking so good. September 1st, 2004. Oh yeah, I got my money from the bet with my mom. There were no summer romances for me with a big fat, unfortunately. And this is the poem that I wrote. It's called about things that I learned from my mom called Life Lessons. Don't go out with jocks, they're terribly vain. There's nothing as crazy as being totally sane. Being the one who gets all the guys doesn't mean when you're older you'll be all that wise. Positive thinking goes a long way, but don't worry too much if you had a bad day. Be there to account for mistakes that you've made and be prepared to stand up to the rules that are laid. When you've found that one guy you love more than life, make sure that you're sure before becoming his wife. Look at his parents. I know it sounds crazy. He'll end up like them, mean, drunk, and lazy.
And Dan, poetry is very common in your readings. What did you like about this entry?
Poetry is so common. And what I love about this is that it sort of combines poetry with this other genre we see a lot at our shows, which is sort of advice to your future self. We get a lot of those letters that people write to themselves in the future. And it's this kind of like, what I love about it is the idea that in the future you would be interested in hearing.
I can't wait to go and read what I said when I was young.
Well, but understanding that, like, your 16-year-old self had this sort of developing moral compass that you would be interested in the future. And that's, I think, part of the value of this writing. I mean, putting pen to paper and writing a poem like this about what's going to be important to you in the future or sort of how you should live your life, you know, it's this sort of the process of putting down on paper is you figuring it out. Like when you're a teenager, you are figuring out all of this stuff. You're figuring out what's right, what's wrong, how you want to behave, what kind of person you want to be. And you can kind of hear in a lot of this stuff, people just sort of wrapping their heads around the kind of person that they want to grow into. And that's, I think, a big part of what I love about this stuff.
Well, and it can also be quite valuable to have that note of what you wanted when you were younger. It gives you the context that you may not have now that life has changed and things have happened beyond your control. You look back to what you wanted back then.
Absolutely.
That's Dan Meisner, founder and creator of the Canadian podcast Grown Ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids. We're listening to excerpts all week. You can hear what you've been missing at our website, hereandnow.org.